Well, good morning, saints of God. This is a new week after our Resurrection Sunday. Some may call it Easter, but this is a brand new week that we have entered in. And as the psalmist say, you know, let us rejoice and be happy. So let us rejoice this morning and give praise and give honor and give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us this opportunity to do what? To bring glory unto our Father in his precious name. The psalmist says in Psalm 150, I think it said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we have breath. And so our way of praising the Lord is what is to give him thanks by teaching the word of God and bringing you into greater light, greater understanding of these spiritual truths. Now, we've been dealing with the subject on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit, as we talk to you about in various facets. Today, we're going to start sharing with you the gift, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, by sharing with you the gifts of the Spirit. There are different gifts that functions in the body of Christ, and these gifts are as the Spirit of God leads us, not as we would desire them to, but then there are gifts that you and I can function in all the time. We just have to employ them, develop them. And these gifts are the fruit of the Spirit. We call them gifts, some call them manifestation of the Spirit. But it's, when we say the gifts of the Spirit, we're not just talking about the nine fruits of the Spirit or the nine gifts or manifestation of the Spirit, nor are we talking about the seven or the nine gifts of the Spirit, which is the word of faith, the word of knowledge, the working of miracles, and etc. So there are many gifts, over 18 to 20, maybe 30 gifts that we can talk about here in between 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, and chapter 14, and using chapter 13 as a medium to do what? To show that these gifts work by love. Amen? They work by love. And so these gifts are to be a help to the body of Christ. Now, the nine fruits of the Spirit are, you know, that we live by. The moment you got born again, this is what helped develop your and my character. The nine fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faith, faithfulness, long suffering, temperance, and patience. So these nine fruits, they are employed. They come with your born again spirit. Just as, and these gifts are these manifestation that comes with your born again spirit. Notice this: you have to employ them, and to employ them mean they have to function through your soul. They are the ones that would, in turn, enlighten your personality, if I could say so. You know, we all have a personality, but under the personality that we have or whatnot, if we're touching the wrong way, it can really show, it can really be rude. Amen? But if we learn how to understand that our personality came from God and it is connected to an assignment, and when you understand what your assignment is, then your personality will fit. He has given you a personality that fit the calling that he has purposed for your life in the earth. But when we use our personality outside of that which he has called us, then it can wound people. It can become very irritable. It can become very intolerant. Why? Because it's outside of its functioning. And so the purpose of teaching this lesson this week is to bring us into a place that we understand the gifts that God, these manifestations that God has given to us, they are to help us to live and develop the walk, the life that God has called us to. Now, there are nine gifts of the Spirit, and we'll talk about those. But when we talk about those gifts are as the Spirit of God will. They are not something that whereas we can turn on or turn off ourselves. And matter of fact, you'll see several of these gifts. They all took place except for prophecy, a tongue, the gift of tongues. They all took place except for the gift of tongues that we see in the new covenant. So the gifts of the Spirit worked in the old covenant through prophets, through kings, and through priests. Now we have the fullness of all these manifestations that would be at work in us, and these gifts only came up on them for to execute an assignment, a stand, a way that God was directing, but they only came up on them for that assignment. You and I have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ living in us, that we live it out as sons and daughters. We are born again that these manifestations can function through us as will, not just come upon us. Under the old covenant, men and women had the Spirit of God come up on them. You know, the word of wisdom was there, the word of knowledge was there, discerning of spirit. I mean, Solomon had these gifts working in him. The gift of faith, the working of miracles, we see it in Elisha's life. And we'll see this as we go on. And then you have prophecy, you know, that many times the prophecy of Jesus coming to pass. The prophecy about Abram and Abraham, that God spoke to Abram about his son. And we saw some things along the way that Abram did not do it the way God desired, but God didn't let him go until what he called that Abram was able, you know, to follow through on the thing that he placed in his heart. And so the only gift that was not functioning was the gift of tongues. But all the other, I believe, seven or eight of the gifts of whatnot, they were functional. Okay. And again, it only came on them for an assignment to carry out something, and then it left. Well, you and I are possessors of these anointing that lives on the inside of us. And then that's not just those gifts, but then you have the gift, you know, we talk about different diversities of government, diversities of operation. All of these are gifts, you know, like the gift of being, you know, one that exhorts someone. You know, you have people that has the gift or the anointing in them as an exhorter, and how much the body of Christ needs to be exhorted. Amen. From a biblical perspective. So when we get into the lesson this week in dealing with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we're not just talking about, you know, just the praying in tongues. We're not talking about the gift of healing or the gift of faith. We're not just speaking of the gift that we have, the fruits of the Spirit, but we're speaking about them all. And I want you to be able to recognize them because they all belong to you and I. Okay. And so here we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And, you know, we're still on the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but only this week we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Last week, the last couple of weeks, we've been sharing with you recognizing the Holy Spirit. And so verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 12, it said, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant." I like that because the Amplifier say, "Now, about the spiritual gift, the special endowment of supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed." And that's the key. God don't want us to be misinformed. Now, this is the Apostle Paul who's writing this letter to the Church of Corinth. And out of all the churches, they were the most carnal church, but yet at the same time, they were the most gifted church. And we may get a little bit into that, why that was. But we see here that these manifestations are the special endowment, where a supernatural power, supernatural energy that flows from God to you and I. Now, God lives inside of you and I because we're born again. And because he's born again, that's why these gifts, these manifestations can function through every believer. Why? Because it is to minister to people in a whole. And a lot of times these gifts of the Spirit, like the working of miracle, the gift of the word of knowledge, the word of or the gift of faith and etc. A lot of times these gifts are functional because there are people in the body of Christ that cannot be able to stand on their own to receive a healing, to receive direction or understanding on their own in God, because they may be new babes in Christ, or they may be people that may have not been taught that these gifts are for them. Okay, but these gifts doesn't work as a man will. These gifts work only as the Spirit will. And you can see that in verse 11 right here. It said, "But all these work it that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will." So these gifts are functional and workable as the Spirit of God will. Meaning this, according to the need, according to the situation that's going on right now. Now, God don't desire that we just live by these gifts, but these gifts are there for us when we have need of them. We are meant to live by the word of God. Amen. We are meant to walk in these truths. But then there are times because of being misinformed, don't have enough understanding in certain phases of our lives. And how many times in the natural, you know, we may stumble, we fall, we get into something that we don't fully understand. And yet at the same time, it's like, you know, how are we going to ever come out of this? How is this going to ever turn out to our good? I can never repay this. I can never do this. And then all of a sudden, God sends someone along, or he may give you a word of wisdom, which is his comprehensive insight at that moment to do something supernaturally that you will probably never be able to do again. But it will enlighten you. And all of a sudden, it will bring you out. Well, that's what those gifts for. Those gifts is to bring you out, or to lift you up, or to manifest itself in a way of directing you, bringing you forth healing, bringing forth life in situation that you have no way of how this, you know, how to come out of this. And mainly these manifestations work in that light for people who just been born again. Or maybe someone who's not, because these gifts can work for people that are saved and unsaved. And that's why I say under the old covenant, nobody was saved. And all most of these gifts, except for one, was at work in all the Old Testament prophets. But now we have the complete package in our born again spirit. So what I'm saying to you is that these gifts our benefits are there when we need them. But the better of all is to learn to walk in the fruit of the Spirit and allow that love that God has for you and I, that we grow up in it, that we are strengthened in that love. And when you're strengthened in that love, that means you have taken time to feast on His Word. You've taken time to fellowship with Him. Whereas the gifts of the Spirit is more or less for people who just, you know, they don't know how to trust God. They don't know how to walk with Him by faith. They hadn't learned that. They hadn't grown up in that. So when you look at the gifts of the Spirit, it's not the best way to live by. The best way to live by is to live by the fruit of the Holy Spirit that has been manifested to all of us. Because why? As you grow in this grace, as you grow in the righteousness of who you are, then you'll be able to have a confidence to step out by faith to walk in these spiritual truths without any hindrance. Okay? So, as we've said before, it says, "Now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I will not have you ignorant." The Amplified Version says here that these supernatural energy, brother, I do not want you to be misinformed. And that's my goal. I don't want you to be misinformed either about these gifts. So I know there are times people get excited about, you know, the gift of faith, the working of miracles, and etc. But I'm just trying to tell you, those are the lower elements of God ministering to you. They're all from God, but God desired that you and I would learn as sons and daughters to live by faith, meaning acting on the word of life that already yours. The gift of the Spirit helps to jumpstart your life, if I could say that, or help jumpstart a new beginning. But they're not going to be there all the time that you live by them. They are not for you to live by. They are there to help you to get past something so that you can live out in the truth of your, of the characteristic of the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, and etc. that God has placed within us so that we can do what we can help to live in communities, nations, or whatever that is, so that we can be what a blessing to others. You can't be a blessing to others just by the gifts of the Spirit. You can be a blessing to others when you live by the fruits of the Spirit, okay? Because the fruits of the Spirit is what you're doing. You're manifesting Christ 24/7. These gifts will only work as the Spirit of God will. And if God doesn't release the power of the Holy Spirit in a situation, then it won't happen because you can't do this in your own mind. But when I live by faith or live by the word of God because of the authority that I have in Christ Jesus, then I can release the power of healing, of ministering to this to the disease or someone that may be under some type of demonic force or what. I can do that by faith all the time. Why? Because that's the authority that I have. That's the thing that Jesus given to every believer. But if it comes to say, well, you know, I function in the gift of faith. No one can say they function in the gifts of faith or the working of miracles. These doesn't work again as you will. They work as the Spirit will. Now, some of these manifestations are more prevalent when those who have certain call, like in the fivefold ministry, as an apostle, as a prophet, as an evangelist, as a pastor, teacher. These gifts at times are more functional, are more noticeable, according to the calling of God in men and women's lives. You know, as an apostle or whatnot, because he doesn't really govern a church. He's not really a pastor of a church. But an apostle can function very much, a prophet, let's say apostle and a prophet, can function very much in what I call the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. These three manifestation is what these they reveal something, okay? And so many times you'll see an apostle or prophet. That's why you always see a prophet can see things of your past, or they can proceed in the spirit of seeing something that God wants you to see that he's already spoken to you about. But again, they don't just turn this gift on when they want. Every one of these gifts, and see, that's another one part of the gift, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. That's why I say I think there are about 32 gifts when you put them all together. But, you know, the apostle, the prophet, you know, these gifts that they have, the anointing that they have in their life, you will see the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit prevalent in their life. When it comes to the power gift, which is, I believe, the working of miracles, the gift of faith, and the gift of faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. Those are what you call power gifts. You can see more or less evangelists will probably operate in that. Prophets will probably operate in it as well. An apostle as well. But then you have the other three gifts, which is the gift that would be the speaking gift, which is prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. These three gifts right here, they speak of something. They reveal something by speaking. And so, and any one of these offices can function in it. Any believer can function in these. But I'm just giving you the descriptive way of knowing that these manifestations work in the fivefold ministry group that according to the will of God in their lives. But no man of God, including myself, can walk in a building and say, well, you know, I'm going to function in the word of knowledge today. I'm going to do this. No. Why? Because God don't want you and I just to be dependent upon these gifts. He wants you and I to be dependent upon the life that has been given for you through the blood of Jesus Christ, and to understand that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faithfulness, patience, and etc. These are the manifestation that you and I ought to focus on and to strengthen in our lives so that we can reap all the fullness of the benefit that the kingdom of God has already instilled in within us. But to rely upon the gifts of the Spirit, no, you won't get as far. You won't get as far. And that would be, you'll make many mistakes trying to get these gifts to work, or trying to, many people's lives will be injured because you're trying to take on something as, you know, you think that you can turn it on or turn it off when you see fit. No, notice that verse 11 again says, but all these work it, that one and self-same spirit. See, it's the same spirit, but what? Different function. Diversity. All these work it, that self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So again, these manifestations don't work as a man will. They work as the Spirit will. Amen. Now, we can live by faith, and we could walk in the word of God, reveal revelation of the truth of God's word through the blood of Jesus, which is the primary way. These gifts of the Spirit that I'm talking about right here, they are secondary. But then they are for us if we have need of them. And the Holy Spirit is the only one that knows if we, the Father knows that if we are not seeing something, if we are not really can believe for something in a certain light, Then I believe he allowed these gifts to manifest himself, that you could see something right then and there, but it's gone. And it's up to that pastor or that leader, whoever is speaking, to share with you that we don't live by these manifestations. We thank God for them when he revealed them, when he released them. But what you and I to live by is the word. Amen. You have to live by the word. And so kind of like, you know, when we're growing up as kids, you know, my mom would tell you, you know, you just can't live on cereal. You know, like today, a lot of kids, we had grits, we had eggs, we had toast, we had a little orange juice or milk, whatever. That's what you know, that stuck with you until it was time to eat later on. But you wouldn't eat on something. You had to eat something that would stick with you. Well, the word of God, when you walk by this new birth, the word that's in your born again spirit, when you walk by this life of Christ that's in you, then guess what? Now you're able to weather the storm. But to just be fed with the gifts of the spirit, no. It'll get you delivered here. It'll heal your body right there. It'll get you out of trouble right then and there. But you can't live by it. It's a benefit. It's just like if you lost weight, you may have got on the exercise program. You may have changed your way of eating. Well, guess what? Once you have done that, then now you have to get to the food that is needed, the ways that you make a lifestyle of how you're going to eat, and then exercising your body. You're not doing it just for the moment. Are you following what I'm saying? Or they may put you on some strict diet, or they may put you on some strict regimen of working out until your body is out of the trouble that it may be in, but then you don't live by that. Now you get back to the normality of what? Eating the right food, making the right choices of exercising, etc. To do what? For maintenance. Well, this is what the fruits of the Spirit do. It gives us a way that we can grow, that we can walk in, we can maintain a high integrity lifestyle in the kingdom of God. Okay? Now, so here in verse 2, it says, ye know that you were Gentiles and carried away with these dumb idols, even as you were led. Now, and you know, because the church of Corinth was a corrupt place, okay? It was more of a Gentile church. There's more idols and more sexual impurity of all kind of wacky stuff that was taking place in Corinth. And here Paul was saying in verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse. Why? Because there was a lot of witchcraft. There was a lot of evil thing that took place in Corinth, that they worship idol gods. They worship statues. Are you following what I'm saying? And here, Paul called them dumb item as you were led. He said, wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. He said, now there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. See, diversities, meaning they're different. Amen. And we could see that in the book of Ephesians. Like I said, that's probably about 32 gifts. The book of Ephesians, whereas I just mentioned them to you, but let me just take you over there just for a moment because we're laying a foundation. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, let's look at that just for a moment. Put your finger right there in 1 Corinthians. But look at Ephesians chapter 4. And notice this in verse 7. Now, these are the ministry gifts of Christ to the body. And notice this. He said, But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So you see, that's the reason why I would say these gifts work as the Spirit will. But notice this, he's getting ready to call out these gifts, but they work as, notice this, he said, as the gift of Christ. So that means all of us have a gift. All of us have a call. You may not have a call to stand behind a platform. You may not have a call to be an apostle, but if you're in the body of Christ, you have a call. You may have a call to be a business leader, businesswoman, businessman. You may be, have a call to be in the political field. There's a number of things in education. So the world is broad, it's big. And God need us all in these different entities or whatnot to make the difference. And so that's why he said, but to everyone that is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ, he said, wherefore, he said, when he ascended up high, he led captivity captive. And he gave gifts unto men. It said, now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth. And he said, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heaven, that he might fill all things. Wow. Watch this. And he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, and some to be teachers. Now, I'm just saying, and then he goes on to explain what those gifts are there for. Okay, now, maybe I might need to start with this and then go back to 1 Corinthians 12, but I'm going to go back to 1 Corinthians 12 right now, but that just going to show you that here he's talking about the gift, some of the gift that he has already put in, and he's showing the diversities of these gifts that I just read to you. And he said, and there are difference of administration, but the same Lord, which is just what I read about apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, etc. Okay? And then, and notice this. He said, there are difference of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but the same God which worketh all in all. And I can just show you right here in Romans chapter 12. And I know I'm giving you a lot of verses of scripture, but I'm going to be going back over these over and over. But Romans chapter 12, just to go to show you, because again, these gifts, the diversities, the different operation. Notice this in Romans chapter 12. And notice this, it says here, it says, well, we start at verse 3. It said, for though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought. You see that? But that he's to think soberly, accordingly, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Okay? That means every man has the same measure of faith. And we'll talk about that later. He said, For as we have many members of one body, and all members have not the same office. So now you understand the difference between the administration and the office that he was talking about in 1 Corinthians 12. And this is what Paul is saying, just like this physical body. So what he's doing, he's giving a natural analogy of telling you and I, your natural body is one body, but it has many different functions. Well, we being the body of Christ have a many, but guess what? We are one body, but we have many different functions. And I'll close with this. Watch this. He said here, he said, so, well, let's start back in verse 4. For we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many you see, are one body in Christ, but notice it's every one of another, having then gift different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, see, that's a gift. Let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. See, that's a gift. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. You see that? That's another gift. Or he that teaches on teaching. See, that's another gift. Or he that exalted on exaltation. See, that's another gift. Or he that giveth, let him give, let him do it with simplicity. Do it with simplicity. That's a gift right there. There are people that God put in the body of Christ that just love to give. He put it in them. The more they give, the more money he puts in their hand, because he know he can trust them to distribute it where he needed to be. Okay? And it says, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So that goes to tell you, if you in a place of authority over people, whatnot, you know, these are different gifts. See? And you know, and again, we'll come back to those things or whatnot, but and it goes on right here, all the way on down here to in the latter part of chapter 12. And it talks about, you know, in Romans or whatnot. But the point is, I want to make to you is to show you that there are many different gifts in the body of Christ, and they have these different functions. And so tomorrow we'll get into these different functions of these different gifts that we talked about today. We're not going to be able to cover it all, but we're going to be able to make a great moving forward in sharing with you so that you can understand the difference of the operation of these gifts, understand the purpose of the calling of these gifts, so that you'll not be ignorant to any of these things, but that God want us to be not misinformed, but he want us to be informed of how these manifestations work and what they are there for, so you and I will be able to know what to expect, when to expect them. Okay, so I want you to know that that's a foundation I'm giving to you about the gifts of the Spirit, because it is broad. Now, we're still talking to you about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, these gifts, and I believe there's like 32 gifts. So it's more than just the normal gift that we think of and talk about all the time, but there are at least about 32 gifts that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. And if we learn to function in them properly and learn to yield to them, we'll grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the end of my lesson for the day. Just want to remind you, those of you that love to participate tonight, we have our Grace Conference night two. Will be our Grace Conference that we started yesterday morning at the Favor Church. We start at 7 p.m. Our guest speaker will be Pastor Carl Como. And so we'd love for you to come out tomorrow night. We have Jason Miller, and then I'll close it out Wednesday night. And so yesterday was great. Yesterday was powerful. We saw a great manifestation of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ just through the teaching of the word. Amen. So we love you. We thank God for you. And as we always say, until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. Love you. We'll do it again tomorrow, God willing. Bye-bye, everyone.